Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're going to be looking at something that I think is super interesting and very timely, which is how artificial intelligence can be like your very own personal assistant.
Okay.
And we're going to be specifically looking at two areas, journaling and online shopping.
Interesting combination.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting too. Our source material for this is in Korean.
Ah.
But of course, we've got you covered with translations. But the idea here is to see how AI can be used to not only help us kind of reflect on our day and our lives, but also be more productive and efficient shoppers.
Yeah.
I mean, who wouldn't want an AI that can help you be more self-aware any day and find the best deals?
Sounds like a win-win, right?
Right. Sign me up.
Ah.
So let's start with AI and journaling. I have to admit, I'm a little bit skeptical.
Okay.
How can an AI really help me with something as personal as journaling? It seems like it'd be pretty generic, right?
Well, that's where things get really interesting. The AI we're talking about here isn't just some generic tool. It's designed to learn your personal preferences and needs so it can tailor the journaling experience to you. So the more you use it, the more personalized it becomes.
Okay, I see. So it's not like I'm just getting the same prompts and questions every day.
No, not at all. It's more like having a conversation with a therapist or a writing coach who is helping you to dig deeper and really reflect on your experiences.
I like the sound of that. So give me an example. How would this AI actually help me journal more effectively?
Well, let's say you had a tough day at work and you just jot down in your journal, had a bad day. An AI could prompt you with questions like, what specific situation made it a tough day? Or how did you feel about it? What were your reactions?
Okay, so it's pushing me to think more deeply about the situation, not just skimming the surface.
Exactly. And that's how you get to those deeper insights and self-awareness that journaling is all about.
I'm starting to see the potential here. But what about people who struggle with expressing themselves in writing? Can AI help with that?
Absolutely. If you're having trouble finding the right words to describe a feeling or experience, the AI can offer suggestions. It can even suggest different ways to phrase things or use metaphors and analogies to help you find the right words.
So it's kind of like having a built-in thesaurus and writing coach all rolled into one.
You could say that. It's all about helping you communicate more effectively and explore your thoughts and feelings in a more nuanced way.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But wouldn't relying on AI take away from the authenticity of my journal? It makes me wonder, are those really MY thoughts and feelings if a machine is helping me shape them?
That's a valid concern, and it's important to remember that AI is a tool, not a replacement for your own voice.
Okay.
Think of it as a collaborator. It can provide prompts and suggestions, but ultimately you're the one choosing what to write and how to express yourself.
Okay, that makes me feel a little better. It's about finding that balance between using AI as a support system while still maintaining my own unique voice. Now, I've also heard about AI being used to analyze journal entries. How does that work?
This is where it gets really interesting. Imagine you've been journaling consistently for a month or two.
Yeah.
The AI can then analyze your entries and identify patterns or recurring themes. For example, it might notice that you consistently feel stressed on Mondays, or that a certain topic keeps triggering negative emotions.
Oh, wow. That could be really insightful. It's like having your own personal data analyst for your emotions.
Exactly. By identifying these patterns, you can start to understand yourself better and maybe even make changes in your life to address those recurring issues.
But wouldn't that require sharing some pretty private information with the AI? How can I be sure my journal entries are kept confidential?
That's a crucial question, and the answer is you have to do your research. Choose AI tools from companies that prioritize data privacy. Look for things like end-to-end encryption and clear policies on how your data is being used. Never share anything you're not comfortable with.
Okay, good advice. Data privacy is definitely something to consider when using AI in such a personal way. But beyond analysis, can AI actually help you build a consistent journaling habit? I know a lot of people struggle with that, myself included.
You're definitely not alone. And yes, AI can be your personal journaling coach.
Really?
It can send you reminders to journal at specific times. It can suggest prompts based on your interests and even track your progress over time.
That sounds incredibly helpful. It's almost like having an accountability partner for my journaling journey.
Exactly. And the more you use it, the better it understands what motivates you and what keeps you engaged. Now, let's shift gears and talk about AI's role in online shopping, because AI is really changing the game when it comes to finding the best products and deals.
Okay, I'm listening. I'm always up for finding a good deal. How can AI help me shop smarter online?
Well, think of AI as your ultimate shopping research assistant.
Okay.
So let's say you're in the market for a new pair of noise-canceling headphones.
Always.
You can simply tell your AI assistant your budget, the features you're looking for, even the style you prefer. And it'll do the rest.
You're kidding. Right. Like, it'll actually search for the best headphones for me.
It will. It'll generate a list of recommendations tailored to your needs. It can compare prices from different retailers, read reviews, and even tell you when is the best time to buy to get the best deal.
Wait, hold on. So it's like having a personal shopper who knows exactly what I want and can find it for the best price.
That's the idea. It takes the guesswork and the legwork out of online shopping.
Now, that is something I can get behind. But can AI really understand my personal style and preferences? How does it know what I'll like?
Like with journaling, the more you interact with it, the better it understands your tastes. It learns from your past purchases, feedback, and even your browsing history. Some AI tools allow you to create profiles where you can specify your preferences in even more detail.
So it's like how music streaming services suggest songs based on what you've listened to before. It's all about personalization.
Exactly. And that personalization extends beyond just product recommendations.
Okay.
AI can help you create shopping lists, compare prices across different stores, and find the best time to buy to take advantage of sales and discounts.
Okay, so this AI is starting to sound like my new best friend, especially that whole discount thing. So if I'm thinking of buying a new TV, for example, the AI can tell me when it's likely to go on sale.
Well, it can definitely give you insights into typical sale periods for different products. Keep in mind that AI can't predict future prices with absolute certainty,
right.
But it can analyze past trends to give you a general idea of when to expect discounts.
That's still really helpful. It takes some of the guesswork out of planning big purchases. Now, what about those impulse buys?
Uh-oh.
You know, those moments of weakness when you add something to your cart that you don't really need. Can AI help us make smarter decisions in those situations?
You know, AI can be surprisingly helpful for those moments of weakness. Some AI shopping assistants can actually analyze your spending habits.
Wow.
And alert you if you're about to make a purchase that's outside of your typical budget or doesn't align with your financial goals.
That's amazing. It's like having a personal finance guru right there in your pocket.
Yeah.
I never thought of AI as a tool for responsible spending.
It really can be. It's all about how you use it. Just like with journaling, AI can be a powerful tool for self-awareness and decision-making when it comes to shopping.
This is mind-blowing. I'm seeing how AI can make my life easier and more efficient in so many ways.
Yeah.
But can AI actually give me real-time product information? Like if I'm in a store and I want to know the current price of something, can AI do that?
That's a great question. And it depends. Free versions of popular AI tools like ChatGPT and Claude actually have limitations when it comes to real-time information. Their knowledge is usually based on data that's been collected up to a certain point in time.
So it's like they have a snapshot of the internet at a particular moment, but they're not constantly updating.
Right. They don't have continuous access to the internet to update their information.
Got it. So what about paid versions? Do they offer real-time data?
Yes. Upgraded versions like ChatGPT Plus and Perplexity AI can actually connect to the internet. This means they can give you the most up-to-date info, including current prices, product availability, and even the latest reviews.
Okay, that makes sense. So if I'm really serious about using AI for real-time shopping assistance, I'd probably need to consider one of those paid options.
Exactly. They give you more features and capabilities, but like anything, you have to weigh the costs and benefits to see if it aligns with your needs and budget.
That's a good point. We need to be savvy consumers, even when it comes to choosing our AI tools.
Absolutely. Always do your research and read reviews. You want to make sure you're choosing tools from reputable companies that put a premium on data privacy and security.
It seems like data privacy is something we just can't overlook when it comes to AI, no matter what we're using it for. This has been incredibly insightful. We've covered so much ground, from AI-powered journaling to smart shopping assistants. It's really amazing how AI can personalize our experiences and make our lives easier. But before we get too carried away, what about the potential downsides of relying on AI so much?
You're right. It's an important question. As with any technology, there are potential risks and challenges we need to be aware of.
Like what?
Well, for example, relying too heavily on AI for our decision making could potentially lead to a decline in our own critical thinking skills.
Oh, I see what you mean. Like we become so dependent on the AI that we stop thinking for ourselves.
Exactly. We don't want to become mindless consumers who just blindly follow the recommendations without using our own judgment.
Definitely not.
So it's all about finding that balance. We want to leverage AI's strengths while also maintaining our own autonomy and critical thinking abilities.
So true. And what about the issue of overpersonalization? Could AI create filter bubbles where we're only exposed to information and products that align with our existing biases?
You're absolutely right. AI does have the potential to create echo chambers where our existing views are just reinforced.
Oh, that's a scary thought.
It is. If AI gets too good at predicting our preferences and filtering our choices, we might miss out on different perspectives that could challenge our beliefs and help us grow.
Because even in the age of AI, it's still important to step outside of our comfort zones and seek out new experiences and information.
I think that's one of the most important takeaways from our conversation today.
This has been such an eye-opening discussion. It's clear that AI has incredible potential to change how we live and work, but it's up to us to use it wisely and responsibly.
Absolutely. By understanding the potential benefits and drawbacks, we can harness AI's power to create a more fulfilling and meaningful life.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Well, folks, this has been part one of our deep dive into the world of AI as a personal assistant. I hope you'll join us for part two, where we'll delve even deeper into the world of AI-powered creativity and explore how AI can help us unlock new levels of artistic expression.
It's fascinating how AI is blurring the lines between like personal assistant and creative collaborator, especially when it comes to journaling.
Yeah, that is a great point. We talked about in the last part how AI can analyze our journal entries and even suggest writing prompts. But can it actually help us get more creative with our journaling?
Oh, it definitely can. You know, we were talking about AI image generators earlier. That's a perfect example. Imagine you're journaling about a really beautiful sunset that you saw.
Yeah.
With AI, you can actually create a visual representation of that sunset just based on your description.
Wait, I could describe a sunset and the AI will create a picture of it?
Pretty much.
How does that even work?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. These AI image generators like Midjourney and DALL-E use complex algorithms to understand like the meaning and context of your words. And then they translate those words into visual elements like shapes and colors and textures.
So it's like having an AI artist at your fingertips who can take your words and literally turn them into a painting.
Exactly.
Wow. That opens up so many creative possibilities for journaling. I could create images for fictional stories I'm writing or characters I'm developing.
Exactly. You can create visual representations of anything you can imagine. It's really a great tool for sparking creativity and exploring new ways to express yourself in your journal.
I'm starting to see how AI can transform journaling from just a written exercise into something way more multimedia and interesting.
It's really exciting.
It is. Okay. Now, I want to circle back to online shopping for a minute. We've talked about AI's ability to personalize recommendations, but what about when we're just overwhelmed by choices? Can AI help us cut through all the noise and find what we're looking for?
Definitely. AI is getting more and more sophisticated at helping us shop smarter online. And one way it does that is by acting as a virtual shopping assistant.
Okay.
It can actually filter and curate products based on your specific needs and criteria.
So it's like having a personal shopper who knows exactly what I want. How does that work?
Imagine you're looking for a new laptop bag.
Okay.
You could tell your AI assistant, okay, I need it to be waterproof. It should have a dedicated compartment for my tablet, and my budget is around $100. The AI can then search multiple online retailers and present you with a curated selection of bags that meet your needs.
That would save me so much time and scrolling. It's like having a filter that eliminates all those irrelevant products and shows me only the good stuff.
Exactly. That's the beauty of these AI-powered shopping assistants. They do the heavy lifting for you. They can compare prices, look for deals, even read through reviews.
Speaking of deals, I've heard about browser extensions that can automatically apply coupons and discounts at checkout. Are those powered by AI too?
A lot of them are. Honey, for example, is a really popular browser extension that uses AI to find and apply those coupon codes to your purchases.
Oh yeah, I've heard of that.
You literally just click a button and it does all the work for you.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
What a dream for bargain hunters. But can AI also help with returning items? That process can be so time-consuming and confusing.
I hear you. It's a pain. But AI is making returns easier too.
Really?
Yeah. Some AI assistants will actually guide you through the whole return process.
Ooh, wait.
Like step by step. They can even find the retailer's return policy, print out return labels, and track the shipment for you.
That's seriously impressive. Like having an assistant who takes care of all the boring and complicated stuff. AI is like the ultimate shopping wingman.
You got it.
But are there any downsides to using these AI-powered shopping tools? It almost sounds too good to be true.
Well, as with any technology, it's smart to be aware of potential risks. Privacy is a big one. These tools are often tracking your browsing history and purchases to personalize those recommendations.
That's a good point. So we have to be really careful about how these tools are using our data and choose options that prioritize privacy and security.
Exactly. Read those privacy policies carefully, folks. If something makes you uncomfortable, opt out. You're in control.
Great advice. It's so easy to just click agree without really thinking about it, but we should never compromise our privacy. Now, what about bias? Can these AI algorithms unintentionally steer us towards certain products or brands based on things we're not even aware of?
It's a valid concern. AI algorithms are trained on these huge data sets, and sometimes those data sets can reflect societal biases that already exist.
Right.
So it's possible that a shopping tool could end up recommending products that are typically marketed toward a certain gender or a certain age group, for example.
So even when we're using AI, we still need to be really aware of these potential biases and think critically about the recommendations we're getting.
You got it. Don't just blindly accept anything an AI tells you. It's important to use your own judgment.
AI isn't a replacement for our own brains.
Exactly. It's a tool.
This has been so helpful. AI is really changing how we shop in so many ways, both online and offline.
It really is.
It's exciting to see how these tools are giving us so much more power as consumers.
For sure.
But it's equally important to use them responsibly, to stay informed and think critically about the choices we're making.
Couldn't agree more.
I'm fascinated by how AI is evolving from just being a tool to almost being a partner in different areas of our lives.
It is.
You know, we've seen how AI can help us with things like journaling, creativity, and even shopping. But can it help us with bigger life decisions? The ones that are really complex and maybe have some risk involved?
That's a great question, and it's something researchers are actively exploring.
It's a little intimidating, right?
It is.
Thinking about AI helping us make decisions about our health or our finances.
Right. It's a big leap. But in reality, AI is already playing a role in these areas.
Wow.
And in the years to come, that influence is only going to grow. So in the next part of our deep dive, we're going to explore the world of AI-powered decision-making. We'll look at how it's being used in areas like healthcare, finance, and even relationships. So stay tuned, because we'll be unpacking the potential and maybe even the perils of using AI to help us make some of those really big life decisions.
Welcome back. So we've seen how AI can lend a hand with personal things like journaling and shopping. But now I want to talk about the big stuff. Like, can AI really help us with those major life decisions? The ones that can feel, honestly, kind of scary. Like, what about healthcare? Can we really trust AI with something as important as our health?
It's a really good question. And it makes sense to be a little cautious when we think about AI being involved in something as personal as healthcare. But the truth is, AI is already starting to make waves in this field.
Okay, so how? Give me some examples. How is AI actually being used in healthcare right now?
Well, one area where AI is having a big impact is in medical diagnosis. Like, imagine AI algorithms being trained on tons and tons of medical images and patient records. They're getting incredibly good at spotting patterns and making predictions.
So, like, I can actually tell if someone has a certain disease.
Yeah. For example, AI can help radiologists spot tumors and mammograms. Or it can look at a patient's medical history, consider their lifestyle, and actually predict how likely they are to develop a specific disease.
That's kind of mind-blowing. It sounds like AI could be a total game changer for doctors. You know,
yeah.
Helping them make faster, more accurate diagnoses. But what about the patients? How comfortable are people with AI having a say in their healthcare?
It's a good question. I mean, healthcare is such a personal thing.
Right.
I think naturally there's going to be a learning curve when it comes to trusting AI with something this important. But as people start to see the potential benefits of AI in healthcare, I think they'll become more comfortable with it. The key, though, is transparency.
Transparency. Okay, what do you mean by that?
Well, patients need to understand how AI is being used in their own care. They need to be able to ask questions and make informed choices about their treatment.
That makes sense. Yeah. It's about feeling empowered, even when AI is part of the equation. Okay, now what about AI and money? I know there are already robo-advisors that can help people with investing, but are there other ways AI is being used in personal finance?
Oh, totally. AI is being used to personalize financial advice like never before.
How?
Well, think about budgeting, managing debt, planning for retirement.
Yeah, all the fun stuff.
Right. Imagine having an AI financial advisor that really knows your income, expenses, and your goals.
Okay.
It could analyze your spending habits, figure out where you could maybe save a little money, and even recommend investment strategies that fit your risk tolerance and how long you plan to invest.
That could be really helpful, especially for people who don't have access to a traditional financial advisor or just feel overwhelmed by the whole world of investing.
Absolutely. It can make financial planning much more accessible. But of course, anytime we're talking about AI and finances, data privacy has to be top of mind.
Yeah, it's kind of a big deal when we're talking about our money.
It is. You want to be super careful about which companies you trust with your financial information.
Okay, so what should people look for?
Make sure you choose companies that have really strong security measures in place and that are transparent about their privacy policies. You need to know how they're using your data.
That is really important advice. Okay, so we've talked about AI in healthcare and finance.
Yeah.
What about something even more personal? Like, can AI help us navigate our relationships?
Well, believe it or not, AI is already being used in the online dating world.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of dating apps are using AI algorithms to match people. They consider things like your interests, values, and even how you communicate.
Okay, so it's going deeper than just what you look like in your profile picture.
Right. And some apps are taking it even further. They're using AI to actually analyze your chat conversations.
Oh, wow. That's a little creepy.
Well, the idea is to provide feedback on how you can improve your communication. You know, build stronger connections. It's like having a little AI dating coach in your pocket.
That is wild. But doesn't that kind of take away from the spontaneity of dating? I mean, part of the fun is figuring things out on your own.
I think you're right. The goal isn't for AI to replace our own intuition or decision making. AI can be a tool to help us connect with people who might be a good match.
Okay.
But it's up to us to build those real connections. Only we can decide if there's a genuine spark.
So it's about finding that balance again.
Right.
We can use AI to get some insights, but we still need to trust our gut feelings. Okay, so we've talked about a lot of really exciting possibilities for AI in healthcare, finance, relationships, and even more. But we have to talk about the potential risks and ethical considerations too.
Right. We can't just ignore those.
What are some of the biggest concerns we should keep in mind?
Well, something we touched on earlier is algorithmic bias. AI algorithms can actually perpetuate existing societal biases because they're trained on data that may reflect those biases.
So if AI isn't developed carefully, it could actually lead to unfair or discriminatory outcomes.
Exactly. For example, an AI system used for hiring decisions might unintentionally disadvantage certain groups of candidates. That's why it's so important to be aware of the potential for bias and to advocate for fair and ethical AI systems.
That's a really important point. We need to make sure that AI is used for good, not to reinforce existing inequalities.
Exactly. And beyond bias, there's also the question of human autonomy. As AI becomes more advanced, it's really important to make sure that humans stay in control. You know, AI should be used to complement our abilities, not replace them entirely.
We don't want to become so dependent on AI that we lose our ability to think critically and make our own decisions.
Right. It's about finding that sweet spot where AI and human intelligence can work together to create the best outcomes.
This has been such an amazing discussion. It's clear that AI has the power to transform the way we make decisions in every single aspect of our lives.
It really does.
From the small everyday choices to the really big life-altering ones. But it's so important that we approach it with caution and keep having these important conversations about the ethical implications.
Absolutely. The future of AI is full of both promise and potential challenges. By being aware of the risks and really thinking carefully about how we develop and use AI, we can make sure it's a force for good in the world.
Well said. Well, that wraps up our deep dive into the world of AI as a personal assistant. We've explored how AI can make our lives easier, more creative, and even help us make better decisions. But remember, folks, technology is a tool. And like any tool, it can be used for good or for bad. So it's up to all of us to make sure that we're using AI in a way that benefits humanity and creates a brighter future. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.